Secretary Rice had planned to meet with Lebanese leaders in Beirut, and expectations were she would leave the region with some concrete proposals for ending the more than 2 weeks of fighting. The Israeli airstrike on the village of Qana set back those plans. A visibly angry Lebanese Prime Minister, Fouad Siniora, said this was not the time for negotiations.
There is no place on this sad morning for any discussion other than an immediate and unconditional ceasefire.
Later, at an emergency session of the UN Security Council in New York, Secretary General Kofi Annan urged the Council to condemn the attack on Qana and call for an immediate ceasefire.
I am deeply dismayed that my earlier calls for the immediate cessation of hostilities were not heeded, with the result that innocent life continues to be taken and innocent civilians continue to suffer. I repeat that call once again from this Council chamber. And I appeal to the Council to do likewise.
The United States and Israel have resisted international pressure for an immediate truce, insisting that any halt to hostilities must be sustainable and long-term. That position apparently remains, but in Jerusalem, Rice spoke of a ceasefire as soon as possible.
I would have wanted to have a ceasefire yesterday, if possible, but the parties have to agree to a ceasefire. And there have to be certain conditions in place. Any ceasefire has to have circumstances that are going to be acceptable to the parties.
Rice said she was deeply saddened by the events in Qana and said all sides were pushing for an urgent end to the conflict. The White House issued a statement expressing its condolences for the losses in Qana and said it continues to urge Israel to exercise the utmost care to avoid civilian life. Israel says it does not target civilians. Speaking at the United Nations, Israeli Ambassador Dan Gillerman said those killed in Qana were the victims of Hezbollah actions.
While we mourn the death of those people, we must stress that Israel has never, and did not on this particular case, target innocent people. Kfar Qana has been for a long time a hub for the Hezbollah. The Hezbollah has been launching missiles and rockets at Israel from Kfar Qana.
While Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert expressed deep sorrow over the Qana bombing, he vowed the fight against Hezbollah would continue. Israel wants to diminish Hezbollah's capabilities and drive the militia back from the border so it can no longer threaten Israel. It also wants Hezbollah to return the two Israeli soldiers that militants captured on July 12th, and in the longer term it wants to see the group disarmed. Israel and the State Department each consider Hezbollah a terrorist organization. Israeli officials indicated that Mr. Olmert had told Rice that Israel needs about 2 more weeks to continue its military campaign. The attack on Qana has outraged Lebanese. Several thousand people gathered in downtown Beirut to show their anger and ransacked a UN building. Hezbollah has vowed revenge for the Qana attack. Secretary General Annan said it was Hezbollah's unprovoked cross-border raid into Israel on July 12th that ignited the current hostilities. But he said Israel's response is causing death and suffering on an unacceptable scale. And Annan reminded both sides that the UN Human Rights Commissioner has cautioned they could be held accountable for any breaches of international humanitarian law. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.